Shalom to all. Today's office Cholin Daf Kuf Alpha. We're starting Kuf Alpha Beis by the second to last line with the word Gufa. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sarbas Yakim Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. So the story tells us Gufa. We had just mentioned previously in the Gemara. Ha'ichol get a Noshel Behemet Tameya. If a person had to get a Noshe of a non kosher animal, so Rebuhud Mechayv Shtaim, Rebuhud Mechayv him two. That's one for getting a Noshe, another one for eating non kosher animal. Whereas Rebshimon Paiter, Rebshimon Patras him completely. The question is Rebshimon Marashach. Either which way in Rebshimon, Yisr Chal Isr. If you want to say that one Isr could be tacked onto another one, Tzilchayv Naim Mishum Gid. We should also Mechayv him for eating get a Noshe. Not only is eating non-kosher animal, that's one isser, so let's tack on another isser of the Gidanasha. And he ain't isser chal isser. If you want to say this is not chal isser, so fine, l'chayv mishum tomo dekadim. At least m'chayv him for eating non-kosher animal, which is a previously existing isser before the Gid. And vi ain't begidim nosen tam. If you want to say that Rav Shimon holds that Gidanasha doesn't have flavor, so he's not chayv for eating non-kosher animal when he eats the Gidanasha, because not considered like he's eating meat, well, then fine, l'chayv mishum Gid. Let him be chayv for eating just Gidanasha, because there's no problem of isser being chal on another isser. There is no isser of eating non-kosher meat when we're talking about the Gid HaNasha, so he should just be chayv for eating Gid HaNasha. Why does Rav Shimon say that he's not chayv anything? So Rav, he answers, La'im kasavar in begidim noisen tam. Really, Rav Shimon holds that gidim do not have a flavor, and therefore he technically should be chayv for eating Gid HaNasha of a non-kosher animal. Not for eating treif, but just for eating Gid HaNasha. So why is he not chayv? That's because Shani Hosmak is different. The Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, Al-Kain lo yoichul b'nei Yisrael is Gid HaNasha, therefore the b'nei Yisrael should not eat the Gid HaNasha. What do we learn from here? Misha gidoy asur u'besari mutter. The only Gid HaNasha which is asur to eat is if just the Gid is asur, but the meat of the animal is mutter. Yatsozu that excludes this, a non-kosher animal, shigidei asur, ubasari asur. Not only is it Gid asur, but its meat is also asur because it's not kosher, and that's why Rav Shimon holds that eating Gid HaNasha of a non-kosher animal is not going to be chayiv anything. And going on to another case of Gid HaNasha, where we're going to have Isr Chal Isr trying to stack Yisrim on top of each other. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Ha'ichol Gid HaNasha Shel Nevela. If a person ate Gid HaNasha of Nevela, Nevela is a kosher animal that died without Shechita, and we know, of course, one's not allowed to eat it, and parts a very high level of Tomos, so someone ate that Gid HaNasha. Ramei Mechayiv Shtayim is Mechayiv him two, whereas Racham Ayrim Ein Chayiv El Achas, Racham says he's only Chayiv one. However, if a person ate a Gid HaNasha of a carbon oil or a shar niskal, which is a shar and ox that has to be stoned, that's because maybe he was involved in a very like bestiality or killed somebody, so it has to be killed. They do agree that a person would be chayv over there. Now, why is that? So as we're going to explain in a moment, Rav Meir holds Isser Kailal, whereas the Chum argue they don't hold of Isser Kailal, only Isser Maisef. As we're going to tell us right now, Uman Haitanu de Isser Kailal, Isser Chal, Isser Lesle, who's the Tano, which means who's the Chumim, that by Isser Kailal, we do not say Isser Chal, Isser. When it's Isser Kailal, we don't tack one Isser on the other. However, Isser Kailal be Isser Chamer Islay, when it's Isser Kailal, and that Isser is more Chamer than they do hold of Isser Chal Isser. Rabbi says, Rabbi Yosei Glili, it's Rabbi Yosei Glili, which means it's Machlekes Rav Meir. And the Chamim is really Rav Meir and Rabbi Yosei Glili, because the Cham over here is Rabbi Yosei Glili. Now let's stop and explain what this means. What does that mean, Isser Chal Isser by Isser Kailal, which is Rav Meir, or we don't hold of Isser Kailal, and we only hold of Isser Kailal with Isser Chamer? So it goes as follows. Isser Kailal means a more inclusive Isser, such as over here with Gid HaNasha, when the animal is born, right away the Gid HaNasha is Asur. Then when the animal dies without Shechita, it becomes Nevela. So now, all of the meat is Asur to eat, and that's a more inclusive Isser. Originally, it was just the Gid HaNasha, which is Asur. Now there's an Isser Nevela to eat the entire thing. Rav Meir holds of Isser Kailal, so therefore we could say Isser Chal Isser. We could tack one Isser onto the other. The Isser of Nevela is tacked onto the Isser of Gid HaNasha, as that's how a person is going to be Chayiv Shtayim. Whereas the Chamim, which now we know is Rabbi Yosei Glili, argue with that. We don't say one Isser is able to be Chal another one. There's already an existing Isser to eat the Gid HaNasha. We are not able to tack on another Isser to eat it because of Nevela. However, as the Gemara just said, Rabbi Yosei Glili holds of Isser Chal Isser when it's Isser Chamer, or another way of saying that is Isser Maisef. Not only is it Kailal is a more inclusive, but it's also another layer. That's what Maisef means. We're adding on another layer of stringency. One of the examples the Gemara gave was a carbon oila, and we know the carbon oila is Asser Ba'ana. And the way that it works is that the Isser of Gid HaNasha came first, then when the person made the animal Kadosh, the animal became Asser Ba'ana, which adds on another layer of Isser to the Gid HaNasha itself. So not only is the Gid Asser to eat, but now it's also Asser to benefit from. So that's Isser Maisef, or Isser Chamer, as the Gemara calls it. And it's only in that situation that Rabbi Yosei Glili holds that Isser is Chal Isser. And going back to the Gemara, where do we see Rabbi Yosei Glili holds this? Now we have a Mishnah. Now this refers to Tomen Tara in regards to Kadshim. We know that if a Tahar person eats Tomei Kadshim, he gets Malkus, whereas if a Tomei person eats Tahar Kadshim, he receives Kares. If he ate Beshagig, he's Chayv a Karbon. We see it's a much more Chamer level of Isser when a Tomei person eats Tahar Kadshim. So knowing that, Gemara brings this Mishnah. Tomei Shalcha Kadesh, if a Tomei person ate Kadshim, being Kadesh Tomei, being Kadesh Tahar, whether this Kadshim was Tomei or Tahar, Chayv is going to be Chayv for that, which is basically remember he says, Tomei Shalcha Sa Tahar, Chayv, only if the person himself is Tomei and he ate Tahar Kadshim, so then he's Chayv, whereas Tomei Shalcha Sa Tomei, if he's Tomei and he ate Tomei Kadshim, Potter, he's Potter. Why is that Shloi Achal El Davar Tomei? Because he only ate someone which is Tomei. When we say over here Potter, it means he's Potter from a Karbon, he's still Chayv Malkus, but he's Potter from a Karbon. Normally, the Chum told Rabbi. Why is that so? According to you, I have a question. Av Tamei Shachas HaTahar, even when he's Tamei and he ate Tar Kodshim, why don't you say that Kim Shenaga Bai Tamehu, that once he touched it, he now is Metamei it, and so now he's really just eating Tamei Kodshim, and so why are you going to Mechayiv him? In other words, they're asking Rabbi Glili, what's the difference between these two cases? If he's Tamei and he's eating Tamei Kodshim, or he's Tamei and he's eating Tahar Kodshim, well, the moment he touches the Tahar Kodshim, it becomes Tamei, so in essence, he's eating Tamei Kodshim, it's the same thing. Why are you Mechayiv him a carbon in one case and Pater him in the other? And that's what the Gemara tells us. Shapir Kam Rulei Rabbanu Rabbi Yosei Glili. The Rabbanu are asking good questions for Rabbi Yosei Glili. And so, Amar Rava, Rava clarifies what's Rabbi Yosei Glili's shita. How do we understand it? When first the person himself became Tamei, and then the meat, the kodesh became Tamei, everyone agrees that he's Chayiv. Why is that? The Isser Kares Kadim, because the Isser Kares that he had on himself to eat this meat, that came first. First he became Tamei, so he has Isser Kares to eat this meat, and then when he subsequently eats it, even though it became Tamei the moment that he touched it, he's still Chayiv because his Isser Kares to eat it came first. Whereas Kipligi, so what's Machlaikes? Benitma Basar V'achach Nitma Gof. It's where first the kodesh became Tamei, then the person himself became Tamei. Rabban Islu Isser Kailal. The Rabban hold of Isser Kailal, this general inclusive Isser. Since now the person is Tamei, he's Chayiv, meaning he is not allowed to eat Tahar Kodshim meat that exists out there. So he's also going to be Chayiv for eating this piece of Kodshim, even though it was already Tamei. That's what we call a Migu. Because he's Usser in other situations, he's also not allowed to eat this one. Whereas Rabbi Yitzchak Glili, less Isser Kailal, Rabbi Yitzchak Glili doesn't hold this Isser Kailal, this inclusive Isser, the Migu Layamrinon. He doesn't hold this concept of Migu. And therefore, since this piece of meat right now that we're dealing with became Tamei before the person became Tamei, so he's always Usser to eat this piece of meat. The fact that now the person himself became Tamei doesn't make it more Usser for him to eat it. There was not going to be Chayiv a carbon for eating it, only Malkus. However, now the Gemara asks on the way that we just explained Rabbi Yosei Glili previously. Rabbi Yosei Glili, nay the Isser Kailal lesle be Isser Kal. You're right, Rabbi Yosei Glili does not hold of Isser Kailal when the second Isser that's coming is lighter or is on the same level as the first Isser. However, Yavai Isser Chamor Yachal Isser Kal, we should still say, as Rabbi Yosei Glili holds, that a more Chamor Isser is able to be tacked on and applied to a lighter level Isser. That's what we were calling Isser Maisif before. And mind you, what would that be over here in this case? Thomas Haguf. When the person himself becomes Tamei, Shari Thomas Haguf Bekares, because a person, when he's Tamei, he has Isser Kares to eat Kodshim. So even though you're right, the piece of Kodshim meat that we're dealing with right in front of us became Tamei before the person did. But that's a lighter Isser. That's just an Isser Malkus to eat it. Now that the person himself became Tamei and he has Isser Kares, which is Isser Mais, if it's Isser Chamer, we should be able to tack that on. And even Rabbi Yosei Glili should say that he's Chayiv in that situation. Amar Rashi answers, you're right, Rabbi Yosei Glili holds that Isser Kailal when it's an Isser Chamer. However, Man Le Malon to Thomas Haguf Chamura, who says that the fact that the person himself is Tamei, that makes it more Chamer. Delmo Thomas Basar Chamura, maybe the fact that the meat became Tamei, that's more Chamer. Why? Delesli Tahar B'mikvah, because you're not able to be Tahar in the mikvah. And so therefore, just because the person, when he's Tamei, he has Isser Kares to eat the meat, that doesn't make it more Chamer, because again, the fact that the meat itself is Tamei could be the more Chamer Isser. Now, Kafal Falpez on top, the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yosei Glili, Lesli Isser Kailal, Rabbi Yosei Glili doesn't hold the Isser Kailal, but Tanya, we have a Brisa that tells us, Shabbos Yom Kippurim, let's say Shabbos and Yom Kippur, meaning Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos, Shagag Vasa Malacha, let's say a person did Malacha B'shagig, how do we know that he's chayiv on each one individually by itself? Means chayiv for Shabbos and chayiv for Yom Kippur. That's because Talmud, the pasuk says Shabbos he, and another pasuk says Yom Kippurim who. Name by Shishes Mebreishes. When it talks about Shabbos, it says Shabbos he. It is Shabbos, and by Yom Kippur it says it is Yom Kippur. And both these emphasize that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are unique in and of themselves, and therefore he's going to be chayiv for both Shabbos and Yom Kippur. It's Rabbi Yisaglis, Rabbi Yisaglis' opinion, or Rabbi Kiva, where he says any chayiv al achas, he's only chayiv one. So we see very clearly from here that Rabbi Yisagli holds that person is going to be chayiv both, and the way that this Kail is as follows, because even though Shabbos and Yom Kippur are Chal at the same time, because at the beginning of the day, it's both Shabbos and Yom Kippur, both Yisroel would still be able to be Chal individually, even if theoretically one would start before the other. And that's because Shabbos is something different than Yom Kippur. Namely, if a person is over Shabbos b'mezid, he's Chayiv Skila, as opposed to Yom Kippur is just Kares. And Yom Kippur is something unique over Shabbos. Namely, in Yom Kippur, not only is there an Isser Malacha, but it's also Usser to eat. So therefore, there's an Isser Kail, the one is Chayiv 2-4, and that's in Shizur B'yesei Aglili. Answers the Gemara, Shal Chravim Mishum Rabbi Yosei Rabbi Chanina, Ravin sent the following, the name of Rabbi Chanina, Kachatzah Shal Mishnah, this is the proper presentation, meaning this is the proper way to understand this, Ve'epach, but it should really be switched around, meaning not that Rabbi Yosei Glili said you're Chayiv 2, Rabbi Kiva said you're Chayiv 2, and Rabbi Yosei Glili said you're only Chayiv 1. I can discuss this, Shal Chav Yitzchak Bar Yaakov, Bar Gyuri, Mishum Rabbi Yechnon, that Ladiv Rabbi Yosei Glili, Lamaida Avchon, according to Rabbi Yosei Glili, in this new understanding of Ravin, that their pains are switched around, so what's the din? Shagab Shabbos Fehezeb B'yam Kippurim. Let's say he was Shag regarding Shabbos, for example, he didn't realize today was Shabbos, but he was Mesid by Yom Kippur, meaning he knew today was Yom Kippur. So Chayiv, he's going to be Chayiv. Whereas Hezid b'Shabbos v'Shag b'Yom Kippurim, if he was Mesid regarding Shabbos, he knew Shabbos today, and he was over Mesid v'Shag b'Yom Kippurim, but he was Shag in regards to Yom Kippur, Potter is Potter. meaning this case is not going to be chayiv anything. So the question is, my time, why is that? Why in this understanding Rabbi Yossi Aglili that he's only chayiv one, then in this case where he's mazed by Shabbos, but shaggy by Yom Kippur, he's potter completely. So Omar Bai explains, Shabbos kviva kaima. Shabbos is set and always is, meaning every 7 days is Shabbos from the beginning of the world. Whereas Yom Kippur, beidinu kakavi lei, Yom Kippur is set by Bezdin, they're the ones who decide when the month is. Mele, whenever the beginning of the month is, that's when Yom Kippur is. Therefore, the chiv of Shabbos is chal, not the chiv of Yom Kippur. As when he's mazed regarding Shabbos, he's not going to be chayv a karbon. And even though he's shaggy by Yom Kippur, well, as we just said, the isra of Yom Kippur is not chal, and so in that situation, he's not going to be chayv anything. Rava told him, soif, at the end of the day, they both are coming at the same time, meaning Rav is holding that both days, meaning both Yisurim are chal at the same time, Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So how can you say he's only going to be chayv one, or in this situation, he's not going to be chayv anything? And therefore, Elam Rava, Rava says differently, that this case that we're talking about of Shabbos and Yom Kippur, the Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that a person would maximum only be chayv one if he's over. That's like referring to a very unique case. Sham Tahava, that was a case of Shmad, meaning the government had said that the Yidden aren't allowed to keep Yom Kippur. And so, Vishalchum Yitam, they sent a message from there, from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, the Yom Kippur to Hashasa, the Yom Kippur of that year, Shabsahu, they have to keep it on Shabbos, even though that wasn't its day. And that's because this is Shasa Shmad, it was dangerous for them to keep Yom Kippur if they wouldn't be doing Malach in the middle of the week. So, the government realized that they keep Yom Kippur, and that would be a very big problem, be very dangerous. That's why, in this particular situation, the Chum of Eretz Yisrael said they should keep Yom Kippur on Shabbos, but it wasn't really Yom Kippur, it was only Shabbos, and that's why a person's not going to be chai for being Avim Kippur. And Vachanki also Rav and Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, and Vachal Nechusei, all those that came down, meaning those that would go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amruk Rava, they also explain like the way Rava just did. And continue explaining the Mishnah, Amrabi Huda Balu Bnei Yaakov Echulu, there's Rabbi Huda's opinion in our Mishnah that Gitter Nasha applies even by not kosher animal. That's because Bnei Yaakov, meaning before Matan Torah, they already were asked to eat Gitter Nasha, and they were allowed to eat non kosher animals, because before Matan Torah, however, the Chum argued with him. So Rabbi Braisa discussing this in greater detail. Tanya for Braisa, Amrullah, the Rabbi Huda told Rabbi Huda, but Vachin Namar Al Kelo Yechum Bnei Yaakov, they're saying the Pasuk Gar and Gitter Nasha, therefore the Bnei Yaakov don't eat Gitter Nasha, Valili Namar Al Bnei Yisrael. It says that the Bnei Yisrael don't eat the Gitter Nasha, Valili Nekur Bnei Yisrael Ad Sinai. The Yidden weren't called Bnei Yisrael until Sinai, so the Isra of Gitter Nasha only applied by our Sinai, and by then it was also to eat non kosher animals, only koshers. Therefore, Gitter Nasha only applies to kosher animals. Al rather, Bsinai Namar, the Isra of Gitter Nasha was only said at Sinai, Al Shenechdom Kaimai, rather was written in its place, meaning when the whole story of Yaakov and with Malchav Esav happened, that's where it was written, but really it was only given at Sinai. And the reason why it was written there is later to tell you, Me'eza Tam Nesa Elohim, to explain why is it again Anasha is Asur. Our Master Rav writes as follows, it says in the Pasuk Vesu Bnei Yisrael's Yaakov Vim, the Bnei Yisrael brought Yaakov their father, and is referring to when the Shvatim brought Yaakov down to Mitzrayim to meet Yosef. So we see from here that they're called Bnei Yisrael even before Matan Torah. And so the Gemara, you're right, La'achar Maisa, that's after the whole story happened, meaning after Yaakov fought with the Malach of Esav, and later on Hashem gave Yaakov the name Yisrael. So after that, Yaakov's sons were then called Bnei Yisrael. Now, based off of this, Amalei Ravacha Brid Rav L'Ravashi, Ravacha Brid Rav asked Ravashi, well, that's Omei Hishaita Litzer. So you should say the Gitter Nasha is Usser from that time, meaning Gitter Nasha is Usser to eat even before Matan Torah, from the moment that the sons of Yaakov were called Bnei Yisrael, which was before Matan Torah, but after the whole situation with Yaakov and the Malach of Esav. So Amalei responded to him, Chitar Pa'am Pa'am Nitna, was a Torah given multiple times, Hahu Shaita Lav Shas Mais Havai. That time that they were called Bnei Yisrael, the one that we just mentioned, Vayisu Bnei Yisrael as Yaakov, that wasn't when the actual situation happened. It wasn't the fight with Yaakov and the Malach of Esav. That was way afterwards. And also, Vlashas Matan Torah Avai. It wasn't Matan Torah either. It was in between those two times. Therefore, we cannot say that Gitter Nasha applied then. It was only at Matan Torah. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss Gitter Nasha along with yet another Isser. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.